You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Ryan is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Jennifer. Ryan, thank you for coming on the show. Hey, before we get into the date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Jennifer?
Oh, God. It's been, what, a few weeks, I believe, now?
So that's definitely getting ghosted then.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can figure out what's going on. How about you tell us how you guys met and what happened on the date?
Okay, so we met on Hinge, if you know what that is.
Sure do.
And, okay, I figured you would. And, you know, we went to dinner, and then, you know, that we had a nice time at dinner, you know, nice conversation and stuff. And after dinner, we went to a different place and got some ice cream. You know, just talked a little longer and stuff. And then when it was over, we parted ways. But what I thought was a good sign is we shared a kiss before ending the night.
That normally is a good sign.
Yeah. At the end of the night, I mentioned about a second date. And she said that that would be cool. So that's kind of why I'm a little confused about not getting a text back or anything.
So did you reach out to her again after the date then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've texted, you know, a few times and stuff, and haven't heard anything. Maybe it's because I mentioned a second date, but I was really excited to take her to a museum that we were talking about that night on our first date.
Well, I think mentioning the second date is always a good thing because that's your intention. You want to see her again because then she would know what to do with that. Was there anything leading up to the kiss, like while you were getting ice cream? Did anything happen that may have been kind of a red flag for her?
I mean, not that I can think of. It all seemed, you know, once we were done with the ice cream and stuff and we were parting ways, it just seemed natural. You know, you're standing there and there's kind of that little lull and quiet and you lean in and she reciprocated. So yeah, I thought everything was fine.
Did your kiss have any tongue?
Was it a good kiss?
I mean, I thought it was a good kiss.
Describe it in great detail, please.
No, this is a serious question.
Yeah, no, for real though.
Did your kiss have tongue?
No.
Okay.
So that could be a good thing or a bad thing?
It's medium. That's usually not like a, there's a lot of fire. It's more of like a polite. Was it an open lip kiss? I'm sorry I'm asking so many questions about the kiss, but it does signal what her intention is. Because I've just given a kiss at the end of a date, even though I didn't wasn't feeling it. Yeah. It was more like a
peck on the lips.
Yeah.
You know, grandmas do that.
But
so like, you know, just a, like a little thing of affection, like, oh, that was fun.
Was it like a kiss from your grandma?
Yeah. Was it a kiss from your grandma or... Or a grandma that's not your grandma that wants to kiss.
Oh, okay. Probably don't answer because that's a lose-lose for you.
Yeah.
Okay. But there was a kiss. That's all we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I think the kiss, it definitely wasn't a quick peck. I thought it was, I guess you'd say, appropriate for the time. It wasn't just a quick peck. We held it for a while.
Okay.
You know?
All right, cool. Well, we'll try to figure out then. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
All right.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of the first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Ryan is on the phone. He's getting ghosted by Jennifer, and we're about to call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him, and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. Ryan, before we call her, though, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on your time with Jennifer?
Yeah, sure. So we met on Hinge, and we set up a dinner date. We went out to dinner, had some nice conversation, thought we had a nice time. We got some ice cream after, and we shared a kiss before ending the night. And then, you know, before she left, I brought up about a second date to this museum that we were talking about during dinner that we both liked. I've been texting her with no reply. So
we'll see if we can figure it out for you, okay? Here we go. We're going to call her right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jennifer, please?
This is?
Hey, Jennifer, how are you? My name is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jennifer. My name's Nina. I'm here, too, on the show.
Hi.
And here.
And I'm Victoria.
The what? The who? Show? The what?
It's called The Jubal Show. It's a radio show. We do a segment on our show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date with somebody and then end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you.
You did?
Yes. It's from a guy named Ryan.
Ryan. I mean, I went out with a guy named Ryan the other week, but I don't know why he would call a radio show.
Well, he is just a little concerned because he never heard from you after the date. So we're just checking in to make sure everything was okay and see why you're not responding to him.
Oh, okay. So I recently moved here. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't lived here all that long. And so I've been kind of trying to connect with people and meet people. So I've been going out on a whole lot of dates. And I love to go out, but I don't know if Ryan's like the guy. Like, I didn't feel a real connection with him, like, at all.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Our conversations were kind of bland. Like, he talked about himself like a whole lot and didn't really ask about me at all.
Okay.
And then felt a little like weird because we went out for dinner, then we went out for ice cream, and he brought up a second date, and I didn't want to be mean, but then he kissed me, and it was not good, let's just say. It was, like, wet.
So we talked to him, you know, and we asked him some questions. He thought that you guys had a really good time. He was really into you, and he thought that the kiss was nice. So your experience, it wasn't. It was wet?
Yeah, it was like a... Like, I didn't want to be mean, so I kind of, like, held it there, you know, because I was trying to not hurt feelings, but it was an open-mouth kiss with no tongue, so it's just kind of, like, wet. Like, I don't know if the girls there know what I mean when I say it's, like, a wet feeling on your face.
Yeah.
Not yeah.
Great. Yeah.
And just the lips wet. Not because no tongue.
Yeah, like, but it made like my whole face wet. Well,
yeah, I do know what you mean. That's interesting. He was really doing some like fishy stuff.
Yeah. There. Was he like licking his lips a bunch beforehand?
Some people just have like really wet mouths.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
I guess.
Why is there a reason you didn't text him back to tell him like, hey, maybe it's not going to work out or something?
I don't know. I just kind of didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I, you know, like I said, I like going out. I like meeting people. I just didn't feel a connection. And honestly, this is going to sound terrible, but I've been out with so many people that I forgot who was who.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So you forgot that Ryan was the wet kiss guy?
Well, now that you've refreshed my memory, I can't forget it. But, you know, I went on like 3 other dates that week. So, you know, I just want to meet people and find a connection. And I just don't feel a connection with him, which is probably why I just put it to the side.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for being honest. Appreciate that. I need to be honest with you now and let you know that Ryan has been on the phone this whole time. He's been listening and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Jennifer. It's Ryan.
Hi. Hi.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. And I mean, one of the things you said was the conversation was bland, and I talked about myself a lot. I mean, I did that because, you know, you were asking a lot of questions about me, so I was, you know, answering the questions. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Usually, you kept asking lots of questions. Someone asks you a question about you, you say, oh, and what about you? But you kind of never did. You just kept talking about yourself the whole time. And I didn't want to sit there and act like I was talking about myself the whole time. But basically, like, I would ask you a question like, where did you grow up? And you didn't even bother to ask me. It's so weird.
I don't know. I mean, it is 2023. You can easily just go, oh, and by the way, I grew up here, and I can't read your mind going, oh, does she want me to ask her questions now and stuff?
I don't know. I just feel like it's basic, like, you know, conversation etiquette. You ask people about themselves as well. You try to balance it, and you just didn't. And I mean, that's neither here nor there. I don't know. I had to put you to the side, and I'm sorry.
Okay. That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get it. Asking questions back and stuff. But I got to say, a little thrown off by your description of the kiss, the wetness of it. What?
Yeah.
That is,
yeah,
I've never heard that before. Sloppy.
Well, maybe sloppy. The one being honest. Yeah, it was pretty sloppy.
I mean, you, sloppy. I mean, sloppy and wet. We didn't even kiss with tongue. How could it be sloppy?
I don't know, man. Maybe you need to like practice or something.
Oh,
this isn't high school. I'm not going to use my hand like you see nerds in movies do.
Okay, hold on. I did that.
Never had a complaint like this before. Look, my lips are appropriately moist. Okay, I know that. That means that I've never had a complaint before about the wetness, moistness, whatever you want to say, of my lips, and I'm touching them now. They're appropriately moist. I mean, I don't...
Well, maybe what you think is appropriate moisture is not appropriate for me, Ryan. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you know...
Hey, we're real quick, I'll just interject. Jennifer, would you like to go on another date with Ryan? We'll pay for it.
No, thank you.
What?
Oh, okay.
Shocked.
Huh.
Saw that coming. Well, good luck. I hope you find somebody that has appropriately wet lips for you.
Yeah, I definitely will. And Jennifer, good luck in your quest to find somebody with appropriately dry lips. Good luck.
Jubal's First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.